You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Matthew Power, a sales coach whose innovative approaches to sales, sales management, and marketing have earned him numerous awards, including the 2007 Young Achiever Award. Pollard is the creator of a sales method for the Pollard Institute, which has enrolled over 3,000 students. Matthew, certainly a privilege to have you joining us today, straight from Australia. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you going?
Doing great. So first of all, let's take a look at sales. It all hinges on the growth of business through sales. What is a common problem for people not getting enough business?
Look, I tend to find a common problem in business is the fact that they don't spend any time learning how to sell. And I mean, most people, everybody knows that, you know, sales is the reason for business success. I mean, you can have the best products, systems, processes, CRM systems in the world, but without customers coming in your door or customers purchasing your products and services, you're really just counting the days until you have to close down. And the problems that I tend to find is that while people may have spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars earning their qualifications to be a lawyer or a doctor or a plumber or electrician, or and years of time actually studying and learning the practical skills, they tend to start their own businesses or get into the sales profession and think that that's something they could just do. And I mean, if you can imagine an electrician going to wire a house for the first time without any procedures or systems or ways and training, they're going to get zapped more often than not. And I guess that's the real problem that most people find. They've got no sales processes and no steps because they haven't spent any time learning.
So what should the business owners be doing?
So from my perspective, and look, I spend a lot of time working with clients, and what I tend to start with is getting them to focus on sales scripting. Now, from what I find, there's a lot of people think that their sales process is always different and they can't predict what a customer is going to say. So the first thing I need to get clients to do is understand that 90% of all sales can be scripted. And that seems to be the hardest concept to grasp. But to the untrained salespeople especially, they have to learn a process to doing that. The next thing we need to do is get past the resistance towards scripting a sale, because a lot of people are generally worried about becoming across as ingenuine. And I tend to focus on telling people that it's like stories. When you tell somebody a story the first time and you find a story that that people tend to like, you tend to tell it more and more. And as you tell it more and more, people tend to take items out that people didn't relate to and add additional parts of the story that they didn't remember the first time. And sales scripting can be exactly the same. It doesn't come across as any less genuine. It actually comes across as, I guess, more inspiring, and it captures more attention. So what we try to do is we focus on a set of steps for a sales process so that you can go into it a lot more confidently. Now, generally I break the sales process out into 14 steps, but for today's purposes, what I'll try to do is focus on a seven-step process to actually gain customer interest, present your product in the correct way, and then be able to ask for a sale in a confident and strategic way so that you can do it confidently. Because what I find is when people get to the sale, if they have no system and no process, they haven't potentially asked the right questions, and they get to the end and all of a sudden they're terrified to ask for the sale because they don't have the confidence that the customer is going to say yes.
And where would they begin, or how would you suggest that they get started doing that?
Okay, so as part of my sales process and sales scripting, I tend to use 14 steps, but I think what we need to do is, for the sake of the expediency and also because you want to learn the specific skills that help the most first, we're going to focus on a specific seven. But just to get you over the hurdles of sales scripting, a lot of people say to me, but my sales process is different. Every time I go out and see a new customer, that person asks different questions, the sales outcome's different, the reason for not buying is different, and what I have to say is different. And the reason for that is, to the untrained salesperson, they talk about the product differently, they ask different questions themselves, and as a consequence, they always get a different outcome, as their perspective of variability, it causes that perspective of variability. The next thing that we want to do is dispense with any resistance towards sales scripting. A lot of people say to me, look, I just don't want to come across as ingenuine. And look, that's fine, but when you tell a story to your friends, quite frequently you tell it more and more if people enjoy the story. And as you do that, you tend to add additional facts that you may have forgotten to tell the first time and remove certain statements that people perhaps don't identify with. Sales scripting is the exact same process. What we're trying to do is use the most successful versions of everything that you say and put it into a sales script. So what I like to do is I focus on things like trust and rapport. So step one would be trust and rapport, which is all about how to build a relationship with the customer. Step two is introduction and agenda. You want to talk about who you are, who your product or service helps. You want to summarize the last customer contact you had with them or that your office had with them. You want to talk about all the special offers and why they exist. You want to talk about how you're different to your competitors. And the last thing and the most important is you want to talk about your role in the process and how you're going to have your agenda for the appointment, how you're going to run that appointment. Step three for me would be probing questions. You do this because you want to highlight and or identify or create a need, want, or problem that your product can solve. You also want to highlight objections that the customer may have towards your product. A lot of people tend to try and steer clear of having any possible objections come up. And to me, I want to get those out there and at the forefront because you want to know what you're walking into. The last thing you want people doing is saying, look, let me think about it, just because you haven't covered off on their objection because you're too scared to go there. The fourth step you really want to work on is your presentation skills. And to me, this is very much about making sure that you relate your features of the product to the benefits that that will have for the customer. I see salespeople fall down most often in this process because they're unconfident. They want to just read off the brochure or they want to just talk about the features of the product, when what you need to do and the most important step is relate those back to real customer benefits and not just intangible benefits, real tangible benefits. So if you're saving the customer $5,000, maybe on a phone system, you want to relate that back to, now that's laptops for your kids for Christmas, or that's a holiday for you and your partner. If they can't relate to it, they just won't buy off you. You also want to talk about the consequences that are attached or the pain that's attached if they don't purchase your products. Now, a lot of people say focus on the pleasures but not the pain of not buying. I tend to like to stimulate them to talk about their own pain by asking questions like, okay, so what are the main problems in your business right now? And the next thing that you generally say was, okay, are you seeing this as a problem or are other people telling you about it? Okay, and the last thing would be, so if you're seeing this as a problem, how much is this costing you? And then you can relate the pain by saying, I can see how this would be stressing you out. Step five would be about talking about the success stories that you've had with people just like them. You'd also use success stories to cover off on how you overcame their objections. For instance, I had a customer just like you that had the same problem, and we overcame it just this way. For instance, they may have had an issue with some training or some coaching in the past, and if you cover off on it with a story of how you fixed that problem, then what you've embedded is that that problem doesn't exist for you. Now, step six is I would say is the second most important, and this is because you don't want to run straight to a close, because if you go through the closing process straight away, you're not sure whether they're going to say yes or they're going to say no. So you want to stick your toe in the water. And what you can do to achieve this is by asking for preferences towards the process. So if you're selling cars, you'd say, so if you were looking at this car, would you prefer black or red? If you're selling training, you might say something like, do you prefer day or night training? What you're looking for is a response to see whether or not that person is partly or how far down that process of purchasing they are. If you're talking about coaching, you can ask for permission to explain how you've worked with people just like them. The response that you get will give you a good indication of whether you've got more work to do, whether you can tell more stories, or whether you can move straight into a close. Step seven would be to go over items such as product names, dates, times, inclusions, prices, warranties, incentives for purchasing, and ask them for the commitment. And then moving to the paperwork and asking for the payment. Now, one piece of advice I can give you around payment, people are scared to ask for it. What you need to do is just fill out the paperwork and then put your head up and say, so what's easiest to organise payment? Would it be credit card or check? If you don't make it an issue, if you just make it part of the process, then they won't make it an issue and it makes the sales process go through so much more smoothly. If you put a hiccup there for yourself, it hiccups the customer and the customer then starts to think, well, do I want to be doing this now or do I want to start thinking about it?
Tremendous information on this topic. Today we are joined by Matthew Pollard, the creator of A Sales Method for the Pollard Institute, which has enrolled over 3,000 students here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Matthew, you have done this your whole life. How can someone who hasn't get started?
Okay, well, look, a lot of people would advise you that getting a professional coach or going to a professional training seminar is obviously going to help. Now, of course it will help, but it's not where you should start. I mean, YouTube these days is amazing. I mean, the videos that you can get, there's 6 billion videos on YouTube these days. And each, you know, they're uploading hundreds and hundreds of hours every single minute that can really assist you with this. So my suggestion would be to get on YouTube and look up sales legends, look up sales gurus, and start to really search things that can help you. Now, some of the things that you can search on Google would be how to build rapport with customers, sales questioning techniques, trial closes, asking for the close, presentation skills. Start searching those and get some real free content and start attaching that to what you do. The next thing I would suggest is record your current sales process. No reason to reinvent the wheel. Record what you do, get it transcribed, and feed it into these steps. And then once you've done that, see where the gaps are, see what's out of order, and rectify that.
And finally, why do people fear going through the sales process?
Okay, so what I tend to find is that there's a real stigma around sales. People are worried that they have to be manipulative or to pressure people into sales. They're worried they have to be somebody different to achieve this. So sales has almost become a dirty word, and people become uncomfortable with that sales process. See, for me, I tend to find that's because people tend to jump around, and as a result, they feel like they have to push. For me, sales really is about just building rapport, identifying a need, relating the features to benefits, and then moving to the next step, which is asking for them to make a purchase.
Certainly sounds easy enough. It certainly does. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about what you offer and also how they can be in potential contact with you online as well?
Sure, definitely. You can find us on Facebook under Moving Forward Coaching. You can also send us an email at inquiries@movingforwardcoaching.com.au.
Simple enough. Certainly appreciate your joining us here this morning. We've been speaking with Matthew Pollard, a sales coach whose innovative approaches to sales, sales management, and marketing have earned him numerous awards, including the 2007 Young Achiever Award. Pollard is the creator of A Sales Method for the Pollard Institute, which has enrolled over 3,000 students. And for more information and contact, simply visit movingforwardcoaching.com. Matthew, once again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're more than welcome.
And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.